So if you're listening to this right now, you're either on my podcast or they're on yours.
Mm. You recorded?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. We're doing like a joint podcast venture. So there is no introduction. There's just conversation.
Yeah.
And we've got this on YouTube as well. And if you're watching it on YouTube, you're either on mine or you're on Darren's.
Yes. But that's what it's about, though. Conversation, isn't it?
We spoke about this in the elevator. We were like, let's put this on both platforms because this is just general conversation for both socials. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand. Isn't it mad how many people we know that are in like a bid for popularity on their own?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, I don't think people realize when you bring forces together, it's so much better. Because at the end of the day, like, I've got a message, you've got a message, very similar message from different people. And it goes out to even more people. Do you know what I mean? So I just think people need to have that angle more. That sort of mentality. It's just more beneficial for everyone, isn't it?
And people sometimes will say to me, they're like, oh, so you and Darren, you've got separate businesses. We're like, yeah, we do the exact same thing in separate businesses. They're like, are you competitors? We're like, yeah, but we both go out to eat together.
Yeah.
So one of us is getting the bill either way.
Yeah. Bro, there's a lot of people. I don't think people really. How many followers have you got?
700 and something thousand.
Imagine if they all paid you. You'd be fucked, right?
Mate, I would. Like, I actually need to turn this down my ears.
That's right. Like, I don't think people really. There's a lot of people. So, like, people like you, they'll like me. And the truth is, people go from this person, that person. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. And then eventually they find something like and go, bang, you know
that's,
what?
That's right for me.
That's right for me, for now. And then they could change again, you know, just like how we change and how we change.
Could be a different person in 5 years. Could be,
exactly, bruv.
Think about maybe 5 years ago for us, weights, weights, weights.
Yeah.
Now, jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Mate, so for any people listening on, actually, I did like that a little bit louder.
Yeah.
For any people listening on my podcast, Darren, as a very short introduction, there's some podcasts we've done before, just got back to Australia.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Well, actually, you got back. You got here 2 weeks ago, and you spent 2 weeks in hotel quarantine.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was mad, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, a lot of people were like, Darren, you're not gonna be able to. You're a very social guy. You're gonna struggle. You did say that, yeah. And I was like, I kind of like, number one, I like the challenge, and number two, I was like, Darren, you're gonna go into that room and you're gonna turn the fuck up. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, I can either go in there. I can either cry and create excuses not to be, say, productive or whatever, or just adapt to the situation. Kind of adapted the whole, we've all adapted in the last year. Everyone that's listening to this had to adapt in a certain way. And this is just a different adaptation because it's like, oh, Darren, you're stuck in a 5-star hotel for 2 weeks. You've got a bath, you've got a shower.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, toilet works, you got your laptop, you got a big ass TV, your friends are sending you food. Like, what have I got to complain about, you know? It's not like, did you see the post I done after? I was like, just so you guys know, like, I'm not, this isn't an Oscar, but like, I'm proud of this, but like, it's not like I was in war.
It's not like you're in like a Thailand prison.
Nah, exactly.
But the thing is, this I think depicts a lot of kind of mental, even psychology, to a standpoint where as soon as you tell people about your quarantine, all they think about and they conjure is the negatives. Yeah. Oh my God, you got no fresh air. Oh my God, you can't leave your room.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you can't do this, you can't do that. And all these Australian Open people went in. But if you were to focus on the positives,
yeah,
you got Wi-Fi the whole time.
Yeah.
You got a desk the whole time.
Yeah.
You got no distractions the whole time. And what was great, and again, one of the things that I spoke about in that email was you thrived in that probably better. So you'd been living at home for 8 months.
Yep.
You were then put into a hellhole and were more productive in that time than you were the whole time before.
So what I realized was during a lockdown, because last year, business-wise, I had 100,000 followers. So I knew people were assuming like Darren must be killing it. But I was still trying to figure out my own business model. Being forced into that first lockdown, I created my bread and butter now, right? So I was like, this is another opportunity to thrive.
Just work on your business, work on yourself.
Yeah.
You less distractions. The year before, you had me tugging at your arm every time to go to Ibiza every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, Darren, I've got a cold, let's go to Ibiza. Yeah. You're like, Smiths, we just got back. Yeah.
But you know what? All of that is like, I think what people don't realize is like, you see, like you would have done this for a certain amount of time as well. Spent every penny. But every penny that you spent or I spent, it's like an investment to yourself. Like going away, how's that an investment, Darren? Because you're going away, you're creating content, your mind is in a different state where there is so much potential for God knows what. Do you know what I mean? And that's just one of the most beautiful things. Like that process, that journey is like so fun.
We had this discussion a few times where over the years, like when I was first able to afford to fly business, I didn't actually fly business. I did some seminars in the UK. You came along to one with your sister.
Mm.
And getting 150 people in a room for one day, then doing it the next day, I think I made like £6,000 profit over a weekend. Didn't really take into account that 50% of that would have to go to the tax bill. And that's even if I had set up a legit business, which I hadn't.
Yeah, I know.
I pulled the money out of Eventbrite into PayPal. Don't worry, tax man, if you're listening, I paid it now.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, that's my money, I'm going to spend it. And I remember flying first class, never flown business. So I chatted to 27-year-olds at the moment. I had Lockie on the podcast a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mad ambitious guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, blah, blah, blah. I said, mate, when I was your age, I'd never stretch my legs out on a plane.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck. Yeah. And I remember flying first class, which for the record is fucking ridiculous. It's too much, if I'm honest.
Too much, yeah.
And when I got home, I realized that my bed and mattress I'd bought for $80. 40 quid. 40 quid, right? And I was like, in my head, I was like, James, you're an absolute dickhead. For one night's sleep on a plane, you could have improved the one night's sleep for the next few weeks. But it wasn't, any short-sighted person could have just said I made a very bad decision. But the feelings you get when you get on that flight,
the way
people talk to you, the way people serve you, first of all, you feel like you shouldn't be there. But when you get off, it's usual word, you're gassed.
Yeah.
And how could you explain to someone what being gassed is?
You know, okay. You know that tingle you first get when you have a sip and you're like, that you get a little bit like, it's coming up. You're coming up a little bit. You're like, yeah, it's going to be a good night. It's going to be a good night. And you get that tingle like something's good's going to happen, you know? It's that feeling for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like someone coming up to me for the first time, because the first time I bought it was that time we flew from Bali to Dubai and I paid with my own money. I was like, this is the first time. I didn't really have it. I shouldn't technically spend it on that, really.
Technically,
I shouldn't, right? I guess if you go by that whole system anyway. But I was like, someone came up to him, was like, Mr. Cartel. And I was like, Mr. Cartel, sounds kind of spicy.
You don't get that on EasyJet, do you?
No, bro, you don't get that on EasyJet. And I was just like, if I'm sitting on this plane, right, I'm investing. And it might sound stupid to some people, but like me paying that, sitting on that flight, mate, you don't know who you're going to meet. You don't know what doors might open. You don't know what's ahead of you, which is the most exciting thing. Like, you remember that, you know, the time we left for Bali from Australia where I had a decent business in the gym. You were pretty set. Like you could have just stayed there for the 4 hours. But you know, when we got on that flight, not knowing what was going to happen, it was so exciting. And I feel like routine is really important. And I love routine. But every now and then, that little spike of not knowing what's going to happen, I think it just pushes your growth in general. Minds, socials, whatever, everything, you know. And I feel like people need to do that a bit more. I feel like people overcalculate. Oh, if I do this, I'm spending too much here. But in the bigger scheme of things, it's actually you're not, you know.
And again, I love Mark Manson when he talks about training for a marathon. He goes, if someone came into your life, put a gun to your head, said you've got to run 26 miles, it'd be the worst experience of your life.
Yeah.
But if you got some nice running shoes and spent 3 months training for it, it could be the proudest moment of your life.
Mate, yeah.
26 miles is exactly the same. And when people, if they can look at the growth in their business, mindset, whatever it is that 26 miles, it's how you approach it. And by spending all the money I'd earned over that weekend, I was faced with one thing, to do it again.
Yeah.
And like, if I'd kept that money in the bank or invested it or whatever, I wouldn't have had that. And what by spending your money in that sense, you create this metaphorical gun to the head.
Yeah.
It gets you out of bed when your alarm goes off. It gets you closing clients for sales. It gets you producing content. There are days where it's 3 p.m. and you're chilling. You know, could be done for the day. Mm. And then you're like, I need to produce something now. And I'll often do it. And I love getting in the shower. Get in the shower for like 10 minutes. Nothing to wait for an idea, and then I get the idea, Do you remember when I was chatting to you and Luke in the group chat, and I was like, I've got a narrative.
Yeah,
I was like, boy, is this going to bang? You produce something. You need that. Like someone chasing you. You never run as fast as you do when someone's chasing you. But if you can chase yourself with these, it's actually inspirational to fly in that part of the plane, because I still don't feel like I belong there.
Yeah.
It's mad, mate, when I'm there now, and you know, you're surrounded by, I'm surrounded by successful people.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by, and there are some people I know that will be getting annoyed at us talking about this.
Yeah.
And someone, I love this the other day, when we left Bali, I put up a post saying, don't forget about your personal trainers during COVID. You know, I've got an online business, but if you have a PT, stay in touch with them. They've just had their gyms closed. Someone goes, it's all right for you in business class, isn't it? And someone else went, it's them buying them tickets that allow economy to be so cheap. So he was like, you're ripping him for spending $5,000 on a flight, but that's how you get yours for 500.
Yeah.
And it is one of those things, and pushing yourself out of that comfort zone, it's one of those things it's mad still.
Yeah. But I want whoever's listening to this or watching this, I want you to really understand that the whole business class thing, yes, it sounds fucking wank right now, but it's not that. It's just the message behind it that you apply to everything else. Like, people need to really know that, because there's, like you said, there's going to be someone who goes, oh, talking about foreign business. It's not about business class. It's about everything else.
And if you've got an idea of a business and you're thinking of renting an office, rent the fucking office.
Yes, 100%.
And oh, you've got one without windows, you've got one with a view. Take the fucking view.
Yeah.
Because some days you're going to be sat there without inspiration. You're going to look out the window and go, fuck me, I need to keep up the payments on this shit.
Exactly.
And there are so many people that are worried about stuff. There are so many people about this and that. And there's a lot of global uncertainty in the world at the moment, but I think that there's never been a better time, because everyone is shitting themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you don't do it, someone else will.
Yeah, like, it's just that element of fear, isn't it? People just need to do their best to, like, remove that element of fear.
What if I go bankrupt from, you know, buying this flat? What if I go bankrupt from buying the office? Reverse those anxieties. What if you don't?
Yeah.
What if you make more money
from
treating yourself like a business? And
yeah.
Jamie Alderton talks about, if you had a $1 million racehorse, what would you feed it? And the idea is that you see the $1 million racehorse as your business that could create $1 million. How would you feed that horse? Where would it sleep? How would it look out? How would you look after it if you wanted it to do well? But yet people don't do that to themselves.
Yeah.
Pulling late nights, not respecting their recovery enough, not eating well.
Mm.
If you really genuinely see whatever project you have, whether it's a fucking plumbing business or an online whatever, you have to start treating it like you would that horse. You wouldn't keep it in a shitty stable.
No.
Yeah, why are people working from their mum and dad's front room trying to work a startup? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's been amazing to see you change with that over the last year, because I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
And it's people are almost blind to it, and I love bringing it up. It's just a shift in mindset.
That, you saw that Paul Mort said the same thing to me, but people... You saw that, but you also saw all the punches I was throwing before and failed every time, you know? But, like, you learn from them.
Like the app.
Oh, mate.
I've never seen you so stressed.
I was so fucking stressed. That time when people that were following then would know, I went to Barcelona, had 100,000 followers. I had £1,000 in my bank account. I had a grand in my account, right? I had more money when I was doing gym floor PT. But I didn't give up. But I was like, fuck, idiot, dickhead, what did you do, bruv? But I was like, nah, it's just a lesson. And I learned from that so much. Do you know what I mean? Like, even when we were on tour last year, on the book tour, I was messaging one-to-one clients every morning, you know, and doing that. And those nights were like hard. It was great, but they were like big nights, right? And when all this did happen, it was like, yeah, businesses are going down, but it's also, like you said, it's a great time to, like, create new opportunities, you know? Like, and I hate...
Oh, dude, you're so positive.
Yeah, it's just not... I don't think I'm positive, I just think I'm busy. Do you know what I mean? I'm just keeping busy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and the more you do things like that, the more you attempt things, you get better. Did we plan for this podcast?
No.
We just press record, right?
Yeah.
And why is that? Because how many episodes are you into your podcast?
50.
Yeah, I'm 40 in. So, like,
Just been busy with it.
Yeah, been busy with it. And you get better over time. And I think people, they do something, someone goes, that's a shit post, mate. Or that's shit, mate. Boom, they take it personal.
Yeah, negativity bias. And do you know what? I've suffered with this the same with looking at book reviews. I remember I was just, your curiosity kills the cat. You end up on your book reviews. Someone says something really shit. Now, it is a 5-star rated book, both of them. But you see the negative comments and that 5-star's gone. You're like, fuck. You see the 1-star review and that's the one that stays with you. And same in the comments. You might have 30,000 likes, but then 3 bad comments. As a percentage.
That's good.
That is, mate, that's safer than a condom.
Yeah.
But like, but not in your mind it's not, because you take it to heart. And it's one of those things you have to like proactively undo. Do you know what I did? I went to my favourite books I've ever read, books that changed my life, and I looked at the 1-star reviews.
Oh, okay.
Tim Ferriss, 4-Hour Work Week, load of 1-star reviews.
Really?
Mate, even Ant Middleton, First Man In, has got 1-star reviews from people where the book arrived damaged. They rated his book 1-star because the postman fucking damaged it.
Oh, mate.
People are literally pathetic on that kind of standpoint.
But it's also like, the fucked up thing is, negativity gets more attention than positivity.
Yes.
So people are drawn to that. It's like almost a fiend of like, oh my days, James Smith flopped. Wait, I want to see. I want to see how he fucked up. I want to see it.
Not everyone.
I hope he did. Yeah. You know, that's what it is.
People are following us to see us fuck up as well.
Yeah, which is, thank you. I'm loving the views.
I like the
swipe up.
I like the pressure as well from it.
No, it's good, yeah.
But it's one of these things around, you know, someone this week was asking me about Trump. They go, what do you think about Trump? I said, I don't know. I don't know him. And guess what? All I've seen from him in the last year is from the press, who fucking hate him.
Bro, I'm not going to... I think he's an idiot. Well, I don't actually. I think he's really smart. Actually, I think he's really smart. I don't like his political views personally, but he's a fucking genius. He's turned what, see the stuff that we do on social media, he's done it with politics. The way he even talk, even the way he says China, that is such a political move.
China.
Yeah. That's such a political move for all the people to support him to turn around and be like, fuck China. He knows what he's doing. And people that listen to that and the press get sucked in. They're like, this is going to get views. This is going to be good for us because more people are going to read this and watch this. Yet they don't realize is they're making him bigger and better, you know, which is why he got to the position that he was in. You know, if a guy like that has made it to being a president, anything is possible, my friend.
Joe, I do love how it was genius how he saw a population of the country who no one was standing up for. I don't think he really genuinely supports those people, but he saw it. And similarly to both of our existing businesses, no one in the PT market was doing shit for the people who couldn't afford our time face to face.
Yeah.
Someone said to me the other day, they were like, would you do face to face for like loads of money? And I was like, it's not a money thing, it's a time thing.
Yeah.
And in an hour, I could help one person, I could make a post that will help 10,000.
Yeah.
And I'm just not interested in working with one person anymore. Hmm. That's the God's honest truth. And then people are like, oh yeah, all that. But I was like, you didn't understand. There are millions of people in the United Kingdom and Australia that can't afford £40 an hour.
Yeah.
And so many people just snub their nose at, no, you can't afford my services.
Yeah.
And it's those people you talk to. And what Trump did was, there was all middle America, didn't have a political view. And then someone comes in with these crazy policies and they're like attracted to him. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. 100. He's smart, man.
But again, I don't know much about him. And it's mad how quickly you can get caught up in someone's narrative. Then I watched something on Netflix where it was talking about whether or not he was fit from a psychological standpoint to be a president. And they were like, we think he's got this like grandiosa narcissism issue. He can't stop lying, all of this. And then I'm like agreeing with everything. Then an hour later, I'm like, whoa, I just watched a biased documentary.
Yeah.
I feel brainwashed.
Yeah. That's like, what it is.
9/11. Did it really, was it an inside job?
Yeah. That's what media do. That's what press does. You know, they make you think a certain, and you know what, guess what? The thing is, to get to that point, you kind of need to be crazy like that. I'm a bit crazy, bruv. There's something there. I don't know what it is. I just want to say I love everyone that supports me, you know, my family, my friends, everyone, you know, because you have to be a little bit weird, do you know what I mean, to talk to yourself that much in 2 weeks quarantine. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need that element of weirdness. And what I would say to everyone listening
I'm
is...
I'm in a 5-year relationship with my iPhone, bro.
It's the longest relationship we've ever had, bro. Like, I think people need to embrace their weirdness, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, like, Trump was such a narcissist, he actually made a good leader for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And again, this is another thing that is kind of weird. So, we were having a discussion off air of the last 6 months about... I came to terms with the fact that I am a narcissist. But people don't... I think there's a big misunderstanding of it.
Yeah.
People think, oh, you love yourself. I'm like, well, not really. I do to a certain extent, and I'm proud of that. But if you don't believe in your own abilities, you actually can't be a good leader.
Bro.
And I think the best leaders through history have been narcissists. And I think as far as a gene pool, you need people to veer off towards that narcissistic trait. I'm sure Napoleon was a narcissist.
Yeah.
I'm sure Genghis Khan was a fucking narcissist. Not to say these were good leaders, by the way. Genghis Khan killed a lot of people.
Just to confirm. Yeah.
But, you know, and you need these. And if society didn't have these, we wouldn't be then pushed in new directions and to do new things.
I think people, they might hear that and go, I can't believe you just said you're a narcissist. But the thing is, if you want to achieve greatness, like, I don't know what it was. Even when I was a kid, I just wanted to do something. Like, I wanted to be remembered for something. I used to lock myself up in my parents' room when I was like under 10, breakdancing, looking at the mirror. But what a dickhead.
It could come back in.
It could come back in. But like, what I'm saying is that everyone has that. And if they don't, they need to have that if they want people. How the hell am I going to expect someone to love me if I don't love me?
Yeah.
If I don't trust myself, why were you going to trust me? Do you know what I mean? It's like, if you didn't believe in yourself, why would they sign up to JSA? If they don't believe in me, why would they sign up to Project X? Like, hold on. You're not very confident in yourself, mate. Why would I trust you?
And also, when you talk to camera, which is a weird thing, but we, you know, like getting into it, you have to have a certain level of authoritative. Otherwise, people won't listen.
They won't.
If you don't command what you say and the way you say it, people won't believe what you're saying.
Yeah, 100%. It's like... All right, let's be honest, yeah? Everyone in the UK, who the fuck trusts Boris right now? Does he have any confidence in what he's saying? Exactly. He's not, whatever they're saying is not happening. So people don't trust him now. If you were to do the same, if I was to do the same, when I was talking, ketones are shit. Oh, actually, no, they're good. What? Hold on.
Yeah.
What are you telling me? And, they get confused.
And if you do make a mistake, just be a man. Actually, that's a bad terminology to say. Well, I'll say be a man about it. You know, sorry, we're going off on a tangent here.
No, but it's not. You're not saying it in a. You're not saying it in a way. No, you're not. You're not saying it like that. And you know what? And people need to hear that as well. Like, not be so fucking soft with that sort of shit.
Yeah.
These are like old school sayings back in the day. Your dad would have said that you would have heard where it doesn't come from a bad place. You know. So, and I think that's another thing. It's like, you know, when people are like, you should be careful with like. Gender stuff. But like what I'm trying to say is like, you know what, I'll say a racial thing instead, just to be guaranteeing it. You never know.
Luke is sweating.
Management is sweating right now. But like, I was working in Blacktown in Australia, right, in Sydney, near the western suburbs. First time I came to Australia, I was 17. When I was 19, I did a year here, and I worked in Blacktown Foot Locker. Some woman came up to me and was like, oh, the Converses are for me. I was like, who served you? I need to put their sale number in, yeah? They were like, oh, that fella. I'm like, the black guy. She's like, you can't say that. I'm like, I'm pretty fucking sure he knows he's black. You know, you saying he's black is not racist. Me saying you're white is not racist. You being more doubtful about it is making me think you're racist.
The black one.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, say how it is. Like, if I don't know what gender someone is, it's not like you're not saying it to
offend them.
Yeah, exactly. You say it, you're like, okay. And then they're like, oh no, actually, I'm like, okay, my bad. Now I won't make that mistake again.
Yeah.
Then you won't make that mistake again. If you keep doing it, then you're a prick.
I think now people draw the narrative where you're like, oh, I lose like a man. And then women are like, well, excuse me, how do women lose? And and I get that. And also, like, I said once, I cried like a little girl. And someone was like, oh, so little girls are weak, are they? And all of this. And I was like, that's not what I'm saying. Like you say, I'm brought up with that way of speaking. The gender thing's an interesting one. Because to be honest, similar to sexuality, I think people should be able to do exactly what they want.
Yeah.
But do I think that when, you know, applying for a form online, you should have 15 different drop downs?
bruv, that's confused. I don't know what I need to pick these days, bruv. Which one? I'm like, hetero, this, what is that? Wait, Smith, what is that, bro? Just
you know,
to make sure.
You know, when the baby comes out, oh, you've given birth to a... You can't do that. Yeah. Can you imagine being a mum, right? You've just given birth to a kid and like, don't you dare, doctor. Yeah. Dr. White, don't you dare assume the gender. I can see a penis. Don't you? You cannot assume the gender of that baby.
Yeah.
What's his name? Non-binary.
Oh, mate. Yeah, that sort of stuff. I'm always like, I think people need to remember that we are people. Everyone is people. So I think what's the most important thing is how it comes out.
Yeah.
You know if it comes from a good place or a bad place. You can sense it. Yeah. Hence why, you know when I get that tingle? Yeah. I'm like, this motherfucker's racist. I can tell, man. I can tell. The way he said that, I'm like, he's racist.
You know? Do you know what? Racism's a really interesting topic. And similar to you, like, I love being friends with, you know, people that
be
can
careful
take the banter.
What you say, Smith. I'm joking.
Paul Lima is probably my best black mate in the UK.
Yeah.
And then, quite funnily, like Nathan, the lad at Jiu-Jitsu you met last night. Like, I put him on my story. We're swimming. Yeah. At Boy Charlton. I go, don't see many of those around here.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I'm joking. I'm making fun of a stereotype, but at the same time, I'm there are no victims. Like, you know, I'm not saying it in a way. And then I'll go to something else. I'll be like, leopard print budgies, that's what I'm on about. And I do think it's a bit of a shame that we do have to be so careful now, because the same way, like, I love the way that you rip me for being white. Like, and the thing is, it's funny, like, you know, I'm like, oh, god damn it, business class sold out, you're like, Smiths, that's not white people.
That's the whitest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, like, when you come around my mum and dad's house, like, would you like a glass of champagne, Darren? You'd be like, it's 10 a.m, Mrs. Smith. And you'll be like, white people.
It's funny, like, and I expect you do the same to me. But and
when
but
I got when I got to kiss your dad,
that's the first man you kissed, isn't it?
On the cheek, don't mind.
Yeah, so we're like Turkish guys, Kurdish guys. It's straight in, handshake, kiss, each side. And I saw Smith. I was waiting for it. My dad, I'm very much like my dad. My dad would not hesitate. He would just grab the hand, come here, bruv. So, and I was wanting to see Smith's reaction, but like. You responded very well, by the way, man. You did your thing. Good man. But, like, I just think people... and you know what? Like, the whole... Even, like, the whole racial thing. You were raised in a very different place compared to where I was, you know? There's some things that you naturally might not pick up on because you haven't been surrounded by... Do you know what I mean? And there's things that I don't pick up on. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you guys use words and I'm having to Google that shit, bruv. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to a school where there's Pakistanis, Bangladeshis, Turks, Nigerians, Ghanaians, Jamaicans, Lithuanians, Polish. That's my school. More, right? And I'm going in there. Someone brings a word from Poland. Dzień dobry. Fixes it with bloody... No, that's Russian. puts it in with a London slang word. And then the Jamaicans say something. Bruv, in it. Ting. It goes across. Like, it's just your environment. And when you step into another one, it might take a bit of time for you to adapt to that. And I think people are scared... the way they're going to come across, and they fear to make that leap. And that's, I think, because people don't discuss things.
Yeah. And like I said to you, and I said to Ferris, we got Yusuf in the Easy Mart where I bought that monster. I go, Assalamu alaikum, brother. And like, I was saying to you, if I get that wrong, it's funny.
Yeah.
If I say that to someone who's from completely the wrong part of the world, at least they'll be like, he's trying.
Yeah, exactly. And people will pick up on if it's a good intention or bad intention, you know? And I think that is the most important thing. You could say something wrong, you could say something right. Your intention is the most important thing, you know? And I think even when people like if I made a mistake, if I upset you, you would know if it was like, nah, but it comes from a good place.
Yeah.
Smith done this. I know, but I know him. I know it's come from a good place. It hasn't come from being malicious.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So, yeah.
I love when people talk about going to space. Like when the first people went to space, went to the moon, whatever, they look back at Earth and it was the first time we hadn't really seen a picture of the Earth until we went to the moon. I think it was the moon or first satellite. So, till the 70s, no one had seen the Earth as one collective petri dish.
Yeah.
And then they got to look down at humanity as one single organism-ish. And you got Russians and Americans in the same fucking spacecraft, even though you got the Cold War and all this shit.
Yeah.
Not to mention doping in the Olympics. But like, it is mad that we still have so many divides over territorial territories. like you know, from organized chimps to you know, the, I love telling people borders don't exist.
Yeah, we create borders.
Yeah,
we create borders.
And we create problems. We create politics. We create all of this shit.
Yeah,
and like it, you know, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, all these places. Like, from a gene pool standpoint, they ain't that much different.
Mate, they're not different, and it's mad. And I think people like don't realize how small we are.
Yeah,
in the sense of like when you think about the universe and stuff. Yeah, imagine if everyone acted as one.
Yeah.
Like, one of the things I realized with COVID happening is people were a little bit more united.
For a short period of time, we all had the same problem.
And short period of time until the whole, the madness happened. Like, so much actually happened last year within, like, I don't know, like 14, 15 months from bushfires here in Australia to...
Kobe.
Yeah. To nearly World War III.
Mate.
To nearly, like, what else? A lot of things happened, you know? And I think if everyone... If humanity acted as one, which is very fucking difficult because there's so many egos, right?
But you know, that's what I love about the vaccine.
Oh, okay.
Everyone come together. Everyone.
Yeah.
It's not like Russia are like, we're going to beat you. We'll go get the vaccine.
Well, not everyone. Not everyone. Fuck, you know, I've got a few DMs today. Like, you don't know, the government is corrupt. I'm like, what's new? Mate, like, every government is corrupt. Bro.
I've never seen such madness about it. Like, you know, I remember I was like, I remember saying to Luke, I was like, I'm a weighed in on this anti-vax bullshit because a guy who owns a jiu-jitsu gym in the north put a poll up saying who's going to get it. And 85% of people said no. And I went, wow, the current state of people's understanding is so poor. So I was like, okay, let me delve into the research. So I looked at about 5 studies over vaccines over the last 20, 30, 40 years. And then I looked at studies of groups of studies and concluded that vaccines are incredibly safe.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a small percentage of people that are vaccinated do have adverse effects. And then if your kid did die from getting a vaccine, I want you to get a big payout. So then when you see they go, the government paid out 40 million in vaccine. Good. Good that AstraZeneca paid out 40 million to the 30 families. And, you know, and then people are like, oh, but by promoting them, you're spitting on the graves of people who died. I mean, you still get the bus. You get on the bus, a bus killed a 24-year-old girl the other day in Bondi Junction. You can't just create your own narrative. Crossing the road is a safe thing. But if you only look at the deaths from people crossing the road, you create this whole, like, you know, mental standpoint. And seeing the world come together, using a mixture of old and new technology to conquer something, to go into trials. Think about the thousands of fucking people that went into trials.
Mad, I know.
To get injected with something they don't know.
Yeah.
Just for the bettering of humanity, for it to get to the streets, people go, not having that put in me.
You see, it was two Turks from Germany, refugees.
No?
Created a vaccine.
Shut up.
Yeah, two refugees from like Turkey, near my family's region.
Sick.
Refugees in the 80s went to Germany, and a couple, they apparently, I'll send you the article. But I think about that, the attention is on that right now, right? And more so than me, I'll be honest, when it comes to this stuff, I haven't looked in depth in studies. I've read things, but I've more so assessed people, right? And from assessing people and where they're getting their knowledge from, I'm like, well, no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't care about what it is that you exactly read. Where you got it from is wrong. And because a lot isn't happening with people's lives, which is fucked, the focus is going there, and because the focus is going there so much, people are finding it hard to like kind of crack on with their lives, although they're limited, but they're finding it hard. So when they see something like the government, I don't even get the whole 5G thing. You hear about this?
Yeah.
Fuck is that about? Like,
when they were rolling out 5G, coronavirus started. So association, not causation. They were like, that's what created it. Fucking 5G bandwaves, giving people coronavirus.
Yeah, but you ask that person, what do you get from? I've read something on Facebook, bro.
Yeah, Facebook is fucking nuts for conspiracies, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mental. And it's like, even like...
Right, big shout out to Logan Paul, right? I love our fanboy Logan Paul.
I know, yeah.
Everyone goes, but he's a dickhead. I'm like, that man has evolved, changed, and he gasses us.
Yeah, I love his concept.
To infiltrate the Flat Earth Society, to become a Flat Earther.
Yeah.
The genius of it.
Yeah.
You've seen the film, right?
No, I haven't seen it. But I've heard about it. I've seen the trailer and I was like, it's one of those things you send me. I'm like, yeah, I'll watch it later.
It's like a bit of a parody to begin with. Big Mike's like, you know, the world's flat. And Logan's like, what? So then he converts, but then he actually goes to the real conference, meets the guys, and they're like, so great to have you a part of it. He pretends that he's been converted the whole time.
Oh my God, fuck off.
Bro, they get him to talk at the conference in front of thousands of people. He's like, hey guys, the world's flat. And they're like, yeah. Mate, he's there interviewing people.
Oh shit.
Mate, they even get this Aussie model that he pretends to meet there. And they're like, fall in love, all that stuff. Yeah, bro. Yeah. It's almost cringeworthy at some points.
Really?
And people are like, yeah, man, you know, I used to work in NASA, and now since figuring out the world's flat, like, there are so many people. There's a guy on Lad Bible who had a full-on conversation with a, like, astrophysicist.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, the world's flat. And the astrophysicist was like, well, it's not. You know, like, you know, even in a vacuum.
Yeah.
If you drop a droplet of water, yeah, it'll form a circle.
Yeah.
You know, like, it doesn't make sense for discs, mate, to fly around the universe.
You know what scares me? People that are really confident in stuff like that have no idea.
Well, the world is flat.
Like, that confidence is scary.
Moon landing didn't happen. Yeah. Vaccines killed 3 people this hour alone.
Have you watched any of, like, Lou Ferrigno's old documentaries? Yeah, the race. Oh, he's so good, isn't he? Like, all the stuff, like, when he goes and meets all the racist guys that hate Jews and stuff, the way they talk, the confidence that they have, I'm like,
they're in a cult.
I'm like, how? Yeah, how? Like, it's like Schmerbel life. Legally cannot say. I'm
joking. Legal reasons.
In my opinion, but like, it's scary how people can get sucked in. Which is why, like, one thing I learned in East London, right, growing up around those areas, is you question everything.
Yeah,
you question everything. Someone goes, I'm like, why?
This guy messaged me. He goes, James, you're spot on with everything you say about nutrition. You're spot on with everything you say about training. But with the vaccine, you're wrong. And I said to him, everything I've learned about fitness and training came from the same place I learned about the vaccine.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, well, I still don't think it's good that you comment about it. I was like, well, no, mate, because what I've done for my whole career is take misinformation and present data that is backed up by science.
Yeah.
I've not done anything different here.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, well, fair play. You're getting paid for it. And again, people go, oh, I must be getting paid for it. Darren, you must be getting paid because you're drinking a can of Red Bull sugar-free there. No. How much are they paying you?
They're not, but they did send me some free bits.
Didn't they send you a fridge?
Mate, they sent me a fridge. So did Monster. Monster sent me loads. They saw Red Bull sending me bits, and then Monster started sending me bits.
Do you know what's funny? So there's a type of frozen ice cream here called, I think, Froyo.
Yeah.
No, Froyo. Fuck, they're going to be annoyed if I got it wrong. Anyway, frozen chocolate ice cream. Nice, like 380 calories tub. FroPro. Guys at FroPro, if you want to send me some more. Doing's currently living them. So yeah, and basically I took a tub home. Yeah. And they put the wrong flavour in the wrong tub. So I blast them on story. I said, guys, what's going on here? Not bad. I was like, look, salt with caramel was delicious, but I wanted chocolate. They go, we're all sorry, we sent you some tubs. Sent them, excellent. Halo top slide in. I bummed Halo Top for like 3 years when I first lived here.
Yeah.
Never got anything out of him. Not even a peep. Because I didn't have a blue tick, I reckon. Halo Top slide in. They go, can we send you some? I said, it's your time to shine.
It's your time to shine.
I was hoping maybe like 4 girls in bikinis come around, you know, like little banners. You know, like when David Guetta's playing in Ibiza and all the girls go around the beach.
Yeah.
It could have been their time to shine. And this guy via email kept checking when I was going to be home. You're going to be home for delivery. You're going to be home for delivery. I was like, these guys are going to fucking do something good. Anyway, didn't. Standard delivery. And I was like, I told you, you had the chance to shine. 600,000 followers on Facebook, 730 on Insta. I'm going to put this on my story because it's a kind gesture. They sent me a box of their plant-based range. Only plant-based.
Oh, that was dumb. They didn't do the research.
Didn't do the research. And then afterwards, I was like, you obviously have just got a new range that you want to put out there. Your PR team have got... They're like, let's just send plant-based to everyone. I was like,
they didn't think into it. They didn't think into it.
So then I thought, do you know what? I'm going to crack one open. Cracked it open. It's got more calories, bro. 400 calories.
More?
It's four, maybe 440. Oh, it's more than 100 calories. It's 25% more calories. Spin it around. Protein, 1 gram. It's 20 gram in the normal one. Normal one's nearly the same as a scoop of whey protein. So I said, you bum me ice cream, with more calories, less protein. I'm a fitness enthusiast.
That doesn't like vegetarians and vegans.
I had one teaspoon and it was dead.
Oh, was it?
So I blasted it. I said in the story, I said, Halo Top, you guys fucked up. But this is the best thing by not doing. Yeah, they said we tried our best with an upside down smiley. But the thing is, this is the great thing about not doing paid posts or endorsements.
Yeah.
You're getting the truth.
Yeah.
And if anyone does want to send me some ice cream, make sure it's good. Because another company sent me some and it was so hard.
Cosmic will call you out on it.
Yeah, mate, I was jumping up and down on the tub and it wouldn't like condense. I was like, mate, I lost 3 spoons trying to get it in there. Mate, and it was a
single leg step ups on there.
It was a batch problem. The company messaged me. They're like, so sorry, we had a batch of a few hundred tubs that were too hard. I went, don't send that to me then.
But you know what I think it is? All right, I think with stuff like that, right? Like, it's amazing that we get all that, right? And you're in a position to get that. If it was the owner, I don't think that would happen. I think one of the issues is when you get a business that have a business that big, is you're obviously employing people. And the truth is, you know this.
Employees don't care that much.
No. Employees do not, nowhere near as much as the owner. Although I did treat JSA like it was mine. Just to confirm. But like, you won't find that. Yeah. You won't find that normally. Do you know what I mean? And so if the owner was to do that, they'd be like, James, okay, cool, do this, do that. And I think small details go so far, like even a small detail of going, Salaam alaikum, to the guy in the shop. He's thinking, you know what? The effort of that alone is so worth, like, my respect.
It's the small thing, and I bet you've had the same, where someone messages you in your inbox and they ask you a question about the program. I'm like walking for a bus, so I send them videos.
Yeah.
Or someone goes, is this you replying? I send them a picture of me picking my nose.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, of course it's me, like whatever. I'm replying to them. They go, just because you replied, I'm joining.
Yeah.
And
it's cool.
If you were to look at it just from a business standpoint, you could go, wow, I've just made £30 for 4 seconds.
Yeah.
But it goes so much beyond that. And it's a mad thing where, again, we're getting something delivered to the house this week. It's like the compression boots.
Oh, yeah.
And
recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this guy sent it to me. He's like, I'm sending you the full kit. I said, don't send me the full kit. I don't want
the pressure. It's a lot of equipment, you know.
Yeah, and I said, also, I don't want the pressure of someone sending me 15 grand's worth of gear. And I said to him, I was like, don't even put a contract near me. Because all these people with Theraguns get contracts, right?
Yeah.
Someone said, do you want a Theragun? I said, yeah, go on then. They go, sign this contract. The contract said I had to have 5 grid posts, all this. I said, what do I get? They go, you get to keep the gun.
Oh.
I said, fuck off. I'd rather pay for it if I need it.
You can pay for it, yeah.
Yeah. So then this guy was like, we'll send you the compression boots. So I was like, sweet. I said, don't send me a contract. Don't ask me to post about it. Don't ask for anything.
Yeah.
If they send it, I'm going to get the boys in the house to wear it and give some feedback, have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Like, the influencer marketing people have got is so wrong. Not calling myself an influencer. I'm talking about everyone else in the market. But like, if you have a product that's good, just let people try it.
Yeah.
And if it's not good, it won't get story exposure and you shouldn't have fucking sent it to them.
Yeah. I think the best way, like, I guess the reason like we don't do the ads and stuff is it's so nice. Like, you know what? If the right thing came along and it was for the right reason, I'd be like, cool, I'll do something. I'll put it on the podcast, or, you know, or because socials, I kind of want to keep it to myself, because, you know, when you sell JSA or when I sell PX, I'm like, there's so much confidence in it because it's all you. If, like, I was doing a sponsored ad for something else, and again, I'm not taking shots at people that do it, do you, innit? But I can't fake that confidence. Hey, guys, today I'm using this, and on this we have this detail.
Wow,
and
how
so
clear
far
is this recorder?
Exactly, it's fake. And you know what? I'm not being funny, yeah, but I could do that good if I wanted.
And you'd come up with such good creatives opposed to what the creative.
Which is why Alima can get away with it.
And Alima's good because he never pretends to be something he's not.
No. Did you see his Jameson? Was it Jameson? Or something? See, I love that.
And his Walker's Chris. Bro,
James. I bought Walker. Did you have any? Yeah, I bought that shit.
Did you see James Haskell's McDonald's advert?
Yeah, it was cool.
It was very good.
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
And I was like, and I messaged him after. I went, that was decent.
That was decent. Uber Eats, McDonald's, double cheeseburger. Yeah.
But it's great. I actually got a very generous offer recently.
Really?
So I bought a koala bed
can you talk about it?
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
Is Luke going to have a heart attack?
No, no, no. I bought a koala bed in Australia. I just heard it was really good. Yeah. And the bed frame I loved because you could just slot it together.
Sick.
No screws. You just slot it together.
Sick.
So when I moved house, you just it's like a grid.
Was this that Zoom call?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So you slot it together and your mattress comes all rolled up. Yeah. So you undo the plastic and it just...
Okay.
So getting a mattress into my last house up the stairs with these two removal men who were dodgy, I was like, stop looking around, guys. Yeah. And it was just excellent. So then, 2 weeks later, I wet the bed in someone else's bed.
Oh.
And I had such a good experience with Koala. I got her mattress out of there, got the council to come pick it up. It came the next day, boom, set it up. I knew exactly what sheets to get for it, everything. Kid out. I'm not with that girl anymore, but you're welcome. And I had a really good user experience with them.
Yeah.
And since then, a lot of my friends have come to me and they're like, oh, I'm thinking of getting a bed. And Ferris as well, right? I said to Ferris, he went to IKEA. I went, bruv, just go to Koala. They deliver it here. He goes, oh, it's a bit expensive. I went, it's only a few hundred dollars more. And I'm telling you, as a friend, it's fucking sick. So what does he do? He goes to IKEA.
Yeah.
He comes back with the shittest mattress. I then find out he spends another $160 to get a topper for it.
Oh,
because okay. The mattress is shit.
Yeah.
I said to him, you're a dickhead. He also hired a van to go get it and took a day out of his fucking life to go get it from IKEA. I said to him, if you'd just taken my advice, it would have been good. And I found myself now trying to sell my mattress to other people because it's sick.
Yeah.
You just bought me a toothbrush.
Yeah.
I bought you a toothbrush back in the day. You bought me the new one.
Mate, since you got that toothbrush, I've bought it for my mum. I've bought it for a few other people and I got it for you because... And that's like, because it was done naturally.
Yeah.
You wasn't trying to, like, sell it to me like you're making commission off it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I was just like, this is really
good. This is great. And I was like, you know what? I trust you because, number one, I know you ain't making money off it. Number two, I trust your opinion. So, and it naturally kind of goes around, which is why if we did do an ad, it would fucking bang.
And with that, with this, so I had that, like, mattress, whatever. Then I checked my inboxes when I messaged him and I said to him, I don't want a tit for tat. I don't want you to do anything. I said, I live with three guys. If you can do something for them, I can make some fun out of it. If we've all got the same mattresses, I'll get the boys when it all arrives looking like it's Christmas. I'm more interested in my boys getting something good out of it. For me to story a company that are a cool company, I was like, that would be enough. And they didn't get back to me.
Oh, okay.
But then they did. And they said, James, would you be interested in doing something with us? And it was the first time that I've been like, oh shit.
Okay.
And it wouldn't be like, hey guys, I'm here. And I knew that when I bought my mattress, they do a lot of things for the environment. So they help koalas in the wild. They're looking to do a project helping turtles because the global warming's affecting the sex turtles and another Australian natural bird or whatever. And seeing that and seeing the way they position it to me, I was like, that's fucking sick.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to have a company that have a decent offering and have actually thought about the way it's going to market.
I don't think, because there is, I do sometimes, like sometimes you get like emails and you're like, I got a few offers when I was in quarantine. And in my head, I was like, bro, that could be some nice cash for me to have some play money, you know? But like, I'm like, number one, is it worth it? Number two, like, surely you've got a bit of fear. Someone turn around saying, I thought you wasn't that guy. I'll do a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like, someone might turn around and be like, I thought you wasn't that guy. And maybe that's holding me back. I don't know. Like, I think if the right thing came, if it felt natural, then...
If Nike hit you up.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, like, if Nike hit me, Apple.
Yeah.
Nike or Apple.
And you can go hand on heart.
Yeah.
I would have sold this to you anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think, with stuff like that, I don't think anyone will turn around and be like, Darren, come on.
Yeah.
They won't. They'll be like, fair play.
But if it was a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Or an insole that you put in your shoes to run faster.
Yeah.
They'd be like, come on.
Yeah. Or fucking stock something financial. Swipe up. If you want your fucking dress, I was doing poorly.
If you want to double your money and your interest in the first 3 weeks, why don't you swipe up? And
exactly.
Like, it's disingenuous stuff. Like that Misty Lloyd at the moment with the ketones. If she could go on camera and not read from a script and tell me what a ketone is.
Yeah. You know what? I've realized that, you know, when obviously every time we do stuff like that, people come at us like, oh, you're bullying women or you're bullying people. I'm like, number one, shut the fuck up. And I realized I had this conversation with my dad. I was like, I think I've actually got this side from my parents' political views because the way my parents were raised in Istanbul, they used to fight against very right-wing people because, okay, let me just make this clear. In the UK, you know when everyone's like, oh, you're right, I'm left, Labour, all of this stuff. Honestly, it doesn't impact people's lives so much in the UK. Like, not dramatically.
Yeah, maybe a few percent on tax. Yeah,
it will, but not dramatically. Places like Turkey, it causes big division. It literally, it's like, it fucks people up.
You know? That's the way America's going.
Exactly. And so my dad got locked up when he was like 18 years old. He got tortured by police for being left wing. And so what they would do, they would have fights with gangs that are right wing and pretty much give money to the poor to support, right? He got locked up and all that stuff. Basically fight against what is wrong.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I think I've got that mentality from them.
Yeah.
Do you know? Because every time something's happened when we're in public, and my dad is like, he does not hold back, bro. Doesn't matter if he knows good English or doesn't. Yeah. I remember this one time, yeah. We're on a ferry boat in Greece, like kind of from Italy to Greece. And my dad saw, like, he sees someone being treated wrong, but he will get up and cause a scene. He's that guy. I'm like, dad, man, allow it, dad. He's like, no, that's not right. In Turkish, but then he'll get angry. He'll try to speak English, but as he gets angrier, the English doesn't come out. So instead of saying, like, fuck's sake, he'll be like, fuck sight. I'm like, dad, it's fuck's sake, big man. You know, you've got to take it back. And I was like, although sometimes it might come aggressive from us, well, not aggressive, it might look aggressive to some people. When I know you have not fucking seen aggressive, not from me, but from people around.
I've seen aggressive.
But like, it's for the greater good.
Yeah. And it is that kind of, and again, you've made friends, or we've diplomatically made acquaintances with some of the girls from Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
Where they've actually seen the light.
Yeah.
And unblocked me.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, and it's cool because as soon as their ethical compass points in a similar direction to ours,
yeah,
we're like, that's great. And that's what we're looking to do. And it's funny you say that because, you know, people go, oh, it must be some repercussions, all this. You get a few legal letters. And I was like, do you know what? Even if one day, like, all the fucking Geordie Shore boys jumped us on a night out,
yeah,
I'd get my nose re-straightened. I'd laugh it off. Yeah. I'd make a funny story out of it.
But guess what? All of these people, and I said this to Holly on the podcast, I was like, when I was in Ibiza, apparently you were at WikiWoo and I was there. And I tried looking for you. This is when I called her out. I said, I tried looking for you to come and say hello. I know for a fact, anyone that talks to you, most people, they don't like confrontation. And usually, when you meet people in real life, and I've seen this happen, everyone's like, you know what? I get it. I get why I did it. I get why you did
it. They know.
Let's be friends. Do you know? Yeah. It's like that. Because usually, when you're online or whatever it is, or if you don't know the scenario, which is why I think bitching is so bad, because you start creating scenarios in your head that haven't even happened. Wait, this person did this, but do you know that? No, so shut the fuck up. Do you know what I mean? And then you realize that we're all kind of trying to do the same thing. It's just that some people don't act, they're not as knowledgeable as us because they actually haven't come from where we've come from in the sense of like...
What, white privilege?
Smith's on book two, bruv. I haven't even got an offer.
It's true what you say. Like, this either summer or winter, we're going to meet Joe Wicks at the Christmas party with HarperCollins.
Oh, I can't. I'm coming.
Mate, yeah. I've already spoken to him about it. And I was like,
I can't wait.
People are like, oh, what's going to be like? I'll be like, bro, do you want a drink?
I'll be like, 100%.
It's nothing I've said over the years any worse than a celebrity roast.
Nah, yeah.
Mate.
Yeah.
It's not like I've gone in on anything. Like, no. You know? And Joe, the other day someone said, oh, have you seen about Joe Wicks farting? I went, mate, who doesn't fart?
Mate.
I was like, Joe, there's a lot of things that you can make Joe Wicks a target about, but him farting on camera, that's funny.
Bruv,
that's...
He did that on purpose, bruv.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he did. Hey, listen, Wicks, if you're listening to this, yeah, or smart any man. Of your people, I know your people will be listening to this.
Smart man.
Love that marketing, bruv.
But the thing, and I was like, just let him live. I was like, stop this. And then people talking about it on a radio show. I was like, the bloke farted.
Yeah,
put your hand
yeah.
up if you never farted before. Bro, I bet you let a couple of guffs go in this podcast.
Bro, why do you think that mute button's there? But I would love to meet Joe Wicks, actually. If I saw him in, because I've been doing some walks in like Richmond Park, which, by the way, is absolutely beautiful, man. And since moving to SW,
it's absolutely lovely.
I bought some boots and I go for a walk and,
there's some dogs with trust dogs. Funds.
And I was like, if I saw him, I would go say hello. Yo, what's going on? Darren, Smith's mate. If you don't know, now you know. I'll go say hello and I'll be like, let's take a selfie. And don't worry, mate, I'm not going to fucking. But I think what I've realised is, I think people do think we're a bit intimidating sometimes. Which is, I kind of don't blame them. I mean, how many people have actually got good friends online?
Yeah, true.
Imagine being like one of these guys that go on tour, like, and then you didn't have your best mate with you to kind of experience with. Because even when you started like popping off, like I saw it happen. So even like when I hit 100K, I kind of didn't want to celebrate because I kind of did that with you already. So I'm like, it's calm. I kind of did it. Like if I get offered a book, if I do a book, I'm like, yeah, I kind of celebrate. I'm good. Yeah. It's good. Like it's not about that, but it's like you kind of experience it. But most people don't have that. And then on top of that, like when I did the ketones video and then you came in, I mean, it would be pretty like raw. Them man have got backup. And then you got Alima posting, commenting there, going, if anyone wants some smoke, I'm here. And I'm like, oh shit.
Lane Norton coming in. Lane Norton cavalry.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. So it's like.
And then Ben Carpenter coming in.
So. Somebody. And like, I get it. I get why people would think that. But just respond and be like, hey, can you tell me why? I would say that. Someone commented on my thing. They were like, I'm so sick of seeing James and Duran. They never comment on the guys doing this. I said, yeah, okay, cool. I inboxed him straight away, bruv. He was an MMA fighter. I said, yo, big man. I said, don't ever say that to me again, yeah. I said, I've called out all the Geordie Shaw guys. I said, including the MMA fighter, they don't respond.
Aaron, is it?
Yeah. They don't. Wait,
apparently he's hard as fuck.
I bet he is. I bet he'd knock us out as well, but I don't give a fuck. Right,
we'll get back up.
Yeah. I'll do it with a gi. Wait, no striking?
Yeah.
And we start from the knees. But like, I'd be like, I said, the thing is, right, let's be honest, yeah. When men then want to get hench, they hit protein and they train weights. When women do it, they struggle with those things. And women tend to be more vulnerable to get sold to those things, right? Men don't usually get sucked into boom bod. How many times have you seen a man use a supplement and you've gone, I'm getting that supplement?
Yeah,
you haven't, but the girls do that.
Testosterone is quite good.
Yeah. But the girls,
they think they're more
vulnerable to it, and then they suffer more, especially when they don't understand. Say they don't understand their physiology as much as say you or me do, and then it's like, oh fuck, you've just created this fuck up. Whereas, and I even said to him, I was like, bro, did you buy into boom bod? No, I don't need that shit. I was like, well, yeah, a lot of people, especially a lot of women that get sucked in and trust these people, do and suffer.
I think as well, like women will be like, oh, what makeup are you using? What mascara is that? Where'd you get your dress from? That's not me stereotyping or being fucking gender specific. Fuck you if you think otherwise.
Nah, man.
But like, oh, where'd you get that dress? Oh my God, your hair's amazing. Where'd you get your haircut? Dudes are like, yeah, man, Dax Wax, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost like if that guy's doing a sponsored ad, I'm not buying that, bruv. I'm not a dickhead. Yeah. I'm not buying that, you know?
Men, I feel, in my honest personal opinion, gone like a life of discovery where they find their own hair product, their own aftershave, all of this, where you're completely right. I think women are led more down like a consumer-led kind of avenue, which is sad because another thing as well is the physique for a man in good shape is largely more subjective than what women are epitomizing as being in good shape.
Mm.
And unfortunately, a lot of women are starving themselves to then promote products to people that want that starved look. And it is a starved look. I'm going to say it right now.
Well, technically, when you're in a deficit, you are.
Yeah.
You're starving your body.
Yeah.
So.
And women, like, at the moment, I really hate this, that the amount of women that want abdominal muscles on show.
Bruv, I'm not going to lie to you. Yet. I love thick women. I love some thick.
Did you just assume the thickness of a woman?
Bruv, like, bruv, legs, cellulite, big bum.
What do you call them? Tiger stripes? The
stretch
marks.
Bro. Yeah.
Like, and it is annoying, like, to see the amount of people like that are misleading people.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is, there's a reason why a lot of these influencer chicks on socials, they only show you in a bikini in Dubai. They never show you lifting.
Yeah.
Because they can't lift.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, I didn't notice that actually.
And mate, the amount of photoshopping that goes on as well.
Yeah.
Bro, if you want to know how good Photoshop is, you know the four lads in the meme that went around? The one that I showed you this morning. Have you seen the one where they're singing and they're rocking side to side?
Yeah.
Have you seen as they rock side to side, the image in the background looks legit?
Oh, really?
So someone on Photoshop, as the head goes to the side, they've continued the window.
Ah, okay.
So that's a moving image.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When it comes to Photoshop and bringing hips in, thighs out, boobs out,
it's mad.
Cheeks in.
Yeah.
It's mad.
It is crazy. And even like, and all the girls listening to this, fuck the filters off, man.
Yeah.
Fuck them off. Yeah. Because I'm telling you now,
it's, it's, for a start, I was active on a dating app recently.
Yeah.
That was a 100% no for me.
Oh, really?
100%.
Yeah, like the filter thing, I'm just always like, just like be natural, man. Like, because just be yourself as much as you can. Because I know it's hard, like, and I get it if you're like certain insecurities and stuff. But like, you know what? Whoever's going to like you like that is either going to like you or not anyway, you know? And you shouldn't do that for other people. I'm not going to lie, I train. I do things. If I want to look good, man, I'll do it for me, man. I'll do so I feel good. I'm not trying
feel better when you're beaten.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, hey, I'm feeling sexy, you know, like instead of like
going for a run with your top off.
Yeah, that's one it's of my like, favorite. I'm things. Not doing this for you, baby. I'm actually doing this for me. But if it's bringing you, then you come along. You know what I mean?
It's mad at some of our events when people do selfies with the filter. I'm like, nah.
It's the Snapchat filter that kills me.
I'm like, just stop it because you're distorting an image.
Yeah.
And I never think that's okay. If you want to work on yourself, do it. Yeah. And if you're not where you want to be, that is fine.
Mate, you know what? I'm not going to lie. People that, everyone, every time someone meets me, they're all like, fuck, you're taller than I expect. And I'm like, good. Yeah. I'd much rather look
people are saying dead. We're more attractive in real life as well.
Hey.
It's probably the height. But the thing is, like exactly that. People are distorting their reality, but they'll get found out on it one day.
Yeah.
And like, just be yourself. Like Ferris, man. On his Hinge, at one point, all of the pictures, none of them were him looking to camera. I said, just have one, man. All professional pics. I was like, people clock onto that. If I see all professional pics that have been done with a DSLR,
I don't know how he survived with you, man, bro. Like, he's got to give it back, man. You, man, rinse him, bro. But like, it's he does kind of ask for it. I love him, Ferris, but he's such a nice lad. But I'm telling him, like, listen, bro, you're a good-looking guy, bro. Just let the hair go.
While Sonny's listening, Sonny's been using the filter too much.
Is he?
Lots, man.
All right, I'll banter him today about it.
And I think he maybe, you know, days where he's tired and that. Just own looking tired.
I'm going to banter him about it. I'm because that's what I do, man.
Filter
that's what it's about.
Filter McGee.
Filter McGee, bro. How long have we been going?
1 hour, 2 minutes.
Fuck off. Yeah. That's good.
I reckon we could even wrap it up because I'll probably have you in again next
week. I say wrap it up. We'll just keep doing this once a week, twice a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring some topics, talk about this and that.
Biggest thing probably that's happened this week was your podcast with Holly.
Yeah.
So people need to head over to YouTube. What's your YouTube name on that?
Darren Cartel.
and as far as me, people know I'm having a good
week. You can find James on James Smith, JSA, JSA Academy. Thank you to our sponsors, Project X and JSA.
And basically, if you enjoyed that, share it to your fucking story, you stingy bastards. No, I'm not joking, though.
Peace.
All right, see you in a bit. Bye.
Bye.